Chapter 24.
Is that your new best friend? Leia asked Han while they were waiting for Dr. Parlaythorpe.
Han realized that he was absently toying with the archaic transponder and shoved it back into the pouch pocket of his cargo pants. Habit forming.
Maybe we should buy you a strand of worry beads.
Ha ha. Leia hadn't smiled when she made the suggestion, and Han's laugh was equally flat. Clearly, the brief communication with Luke had troubled her. She had barely said a word during the entire trip to Abroa Sky.
We don't have to do this, you know,
Han said quietly.
We'll explain to Thorpe that something's come up and go directly to Coruscant. We can pick up the search right here when everything's straightened out.
For a heartbeat, Leia looked as though she was considering it. Then she sighed and slumped down in the waiting room chair, folding her arms across her chest.
I'm sorry for my mood. Luke sounded concerned, but politely ordered me not to join him just yet.
Maybe we should buy you a strand of worry beads.
Leia laughed shortly.
Besides, there's a much better reason for seeing this through.
Han followed her nod to Alana, who was standing by the waiting room's tall windows, gazing at Aurora Medical's spacious landing field. The Falcon was parked within sight, C-3PO watching over her, much to his discontent. Personal droids weren't permitted in the research building, where the Solos were scheduled to speak with Thorpe.
She's not back to her old self,
Leia continued,
but at least she's back to being excited about our adventure.
You don't think she's taking this adventure a bit too seriously?
Leia frowned.
Not in an unhealthy way. Why? You're not taking this seriously?
No, I am. I'm having a great time. Well, except for Terrace.
I think the trip has brought the three of us closer.
A smile formed slowly on Han's face.
Back to better days.
That was the idea, wasn't it?
Sudden conversation in the corridor drew their attention to a smartly attired gray-haired woman who was approaching them with a determined stride, smiling broadly and extending her thin right hand before she even reached them.
Princess Leia, or is it Chief of State Organa? I'm afraid I don't know how to refer to you. I'm Parlaythorpe.
Leia will be fine.
Leia, then,
Thorpe said, shaking hands and turning to Han.
Captain Solo, what a pleasure to meet you.
Han was surprised by the strength of her grip.
Dr. Thorpe?
And this must be Amelia.
Alana shook her hand as well.
Look outside. There's the Millennium Falcon.
Thorpe allowed herself to be led to the windows.
My goodness. I've seen the ship countless times on the holonet, of course, but to see her in person after all these years.
She turned slightly to face Han and Leia.
What memories she stirs.
Han joined her at the window.
She was already called Millennium Falcon when you got her?
Thorpe nodded.
I couldn't come up with a name like that.
Dax Dugan said something about her having been a medical ship.
Yes, but even with her white hull spruced up and stenciled with symbols, the Falcon never really looked the part. Not with that dorsal-mounted cannon.
The laser battery was already installed?
Thorpe nodded.
It didn't have the lower cannon.
I was, forced to make some upgrades.
So I've heard. Otherwise, she looks very much the way I remember her. I like that she was decades old and still limber.
She turned to Han again.
And I respect the fact that you haven't restored her. The dents and rust spots give her character, like age lines in a face. Not that you'll see many of those at Aurora,
she added in a conspiratorial tone.
We've noticed, Leia said.